there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. And Lat's back. Burr, burr. Lat's back.
Hey, there he is.
Brady
hey.
Quinn is back.
Hey, Q.
I miss the music, too. That's how good these songs are for our new open. It's great.
Yeah, it's...
this is the best one
every
ever.
Every time, yeah. Picturing LeVar sitting in the parking lot, and then as Jonas drives in, just going... and Jonas kind of like smiling as he waves from the truck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, listen, I know. Yeah.
That's your badge of honor, huh?
That's all I got.
You enjoy that, boy. Got my truck.
Yeah, getting oil change later on.
Nice.
Coming up, I think we're at 360,000. Yeah, coming up on.
Did you name your car, your truck?
No.
Not why good. Do people name that? My kids named their cars like the Fusion is named Conrad, and the Expedition is named Pearl.
Huh.
I don't get it, but they named them.
You never named your cars growing up? It was never your
thing? I had one car that I named, and it wasn't really a name. It was just like kind of what I called it, and that was I had a 360 Medina, and I called it the Bullet because it like was like a silver bullet. It's a pretty cool looking car. So,
nice.
But it wasn't a name. But I guess it was a name. Yeah. I don't know.
Well. Listen, yeah. I know
and
this.
And I didn't change it to the Silver Wizard either, you know. I kept it Bullet.
All right.
Yeah.
What about you, Brady? You name your cars or no?
I do not. And I don't. I try not to name really anything if I don't have to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of names out there you got to remember. So if I don't have to name anything else to remember a name, I try not to.
That's a great way to live.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have.
That's true.
You know? You don't have a part of you that you name, like, you know.
No. No. As we've talked about this before, I am so low on the totem pole of priorities in my own life that I get very little attention.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I know this.
It's a hard world to live in if Q feels that way, man.
There's there's a lot of things that are going on here because we've got live, actual in-game action going on.
Like right now.
Oh, hell yeah. Over in
Where
Korea.
At? What?
We have Seoul. Got... Dodgers, Padres, first pitch of the 2024 Major League Baseball season.
Oh,
and,
sweet.
They're getting ready to throw down here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. So
161 more to go.
Yeah, you better believe it. But I do think it's
popcorn.
I do think it is special because, you know, we're on the air with a live sporting event going on. And it's not
what does that mean?
Well, it's not some crummy Australian Open or some, you know, golf
but
tournament.
What does that mean,
Ponte Vedra?
I mean, I hope he gets it. you know. I hope he hears you calling his name.
It just depends on how he's treated. It depends on how Live Bet Jesus is treated.
Why do
and
you
assuming.
Get to be his spokesperson? Why can't he speak for himself?
I wish I didn't have this much on my plate. I wish the piece of paper would fall onto somebody else's lap and they would read the pick, because then they would have
to. So you're saying you're high on the priorities list, unlike Q being low on the priorities list. You're high on Mr. Live Bet Jesus is his priority list, and you're his spokesperson.
I just think he trusts me.
That plate that Jonas refers to is bare and empty because he is not one to bet forever, and so no one's eating. Okay, but if Live Bet Loser would love to come on our show today, I would gladly welcome it.
Well, first of all,
the disrespect.
Of course he doesn't win that much because he makes difficult picks. Like he picks long shots. He picks major underdogs to try and win because he's not taking the easy way out. So of course that's the case.
Lee was hanging with Live Bet Jesus the other day.
Lee,
yes.
Tell me, has Live Bet Jesus ever placed a bet that was plus money?
No, no, not that I know of. And how many? In how many years?
What's your price?
Six to eight years. No, I've never seen plus money on that. Why, Bet Jesus?
I mean, this is why the disrespect. Why would he want to surround himself with you hooligans? They're just going to spread lies the entire time.
This is way too early for Live Bet Jesus. We need it at least in the seventh inning.
Yeah, what inning are we in right now? Has first pitch been thrown?
We are moments away from Shohei Ohtani. Coming up to plate, it'll start with Mookie Betts, but Shohei Ohtani is in the on-deck circle.
Okay. What are we thinking here? Eighth inning? Somewhere in there, I think a bet's going to be placed by Live Bet Jesus.
Listen, you want to know when Live Bet Jesus makes picks? When it's a really difficult time to make picks.
Dang.
That's what I know. It's a difficult time, and if it gets difficult,
it's actually quite the opposite.
And people are scared to go out there and throw some money down and throw some coin down, then Live Bet Jesus will step right up and make things happen.
I only have one request.
What's that?
And that's that we don't have Live Bet Jesus place a bet at 5:45 a.m. Pacific or almost 9 a.m. Eastern. Because then we don't have any time to really sit back and like enjoy this bet, whether he won or lost, any of that.
Well, I mean, look, the way he's being treated thus far, I wouldn't imagine that you would hear from him anytime before hour four.
And they're going to be airing that game. They're airing it here, right?
Yeah.
So you won't even hear us. You won't even hear Jonas miss the bet anyway.
Yeah,
so.
on the blowtorch, AM570 LA Sports, they are airing the Dodger game. They are the home of the Dodgers. So right now, we have got first pitch. Yu Darvish will be pitching to Mookie Betts. Padres, Dodgers. And the first pitch from Yu Darvish to open the 2024 Major League Baseball season is a ball outside at 94 miles an hour.
Ball outside. Did Live Bet Jesus call that?
Probably. You know, yeah, probably. But based
you think
on,
there's a betting line on what the first pitch was going to be?
Yes, you can do that. You can actually do that. You can go in-game betting, and you can bet on pitch to pitch in Major League Baseball. It's a little bit more difficult with the pitch clock, but back in the day, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I haven't partaken in some of that. Right? I'm not going to, you know, go on here and try and lie to anybody about that. I will say this: we also had the NCAA tournament play-in game start last night.
Yeah, we did.
We've got others coming up tonight, and then we got the tourney coming up tomorrow. Yeah. And have you guys filled out your brackets? Are you ready to rock?
My bracket is filled out, ready to rock. And let me tell you something: watching Virginia's offense last night, all right, and seeing what that team has become. Since it basically had won a tournament in the past, what was the win? Like 8 years ago, so somewhere in that time frame.
Jeez, was it that long ago?
Maybe I'm saying somewhere within that time.
Yeah.
That is one of the most dramatic falls from grace I have seen for a program. My God, they were awful last night. I feel bad saying that, but like Brian Ferentz and Kirk Ferentz are smiling watching that offense.
I was actually thinking about that. Like that is the comp. Like they are basketball's version of Iowa, just based on how poor they're. But their offense was never that great to begin with. That's just kind of that's the nature of their team. So
that was kind of it, right? They slow the game down. They try to force teams to have to play like a lot of half court offense. I get that, But man, that was tough to watch. And some of those young men need to learn how to shoot. I'm not sure who's their shooting coach. If they want,
bang, bang.
I will gladly come behind.
Right, hang back.
And look, here's what we'll do. We're going to start off by watching the movie Hoosiers, okay? We're going to learn how to shoot a proper jump shot, and we're going to figure this thing out. And we'll get you right back to being competitive in the ACC and in the NCAA tournament. But for now, whew, some of these guys are not shooting with the proper form or technique.
Okay? Hey, LeVar, were you a good free throw shooter back when you played?
Yeah, I wasn't bad. It was a fundamental. I was pretty good.
If you had to guess, like percentage-wise, were you in like the 70s?
Yeah.
Oh, I was 80
Yeah,
plus.
Probably. Maybe. Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably a little more than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that? Yeah. Brady was 80 plus.
Yeah.
I might have been close to 80.
That's what I would do if I was having a bad shooting night. You go in, draw a foul, get on the free throw line, start getting back to the rhythm.
That's the move.
Yeah. Mm. Again, not naming names, Dante Harris, but some of these young men... I would not want to go out in a real game and shoot and look like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, I do know this. My son filled out his bracket last night, and I learned about halfway through the second region that whatever team I give him second, that's the one he's going to pick.
Yeah.
So I had to start do it in different rotations, but he ended up going with he's got Arizona beating Marquette in the final.
Well, that's interesting.
And the only reason he picked Marquette is because I have a buddy named Marcus who lives up the street from me. And so he thought I was saying Marcus. And so he just kept saying Marquette all the way through. For some reason, he's got Duke beating Arizona, or Houston, rather, which ain't happening whatsoever unless they allow Lakers.
I had Duke beating Houston, too.
There you go.
Do you really?
Var's got it.
Damn.
He's rooting for Duke. I mean, Michigan's not even a part of his conversation.
I'm not rooting for Duke, but I have them winning.
Yeah.
I have UNC beating.
Wait, you have Duke winning it all?
No, I have UNC winning it all over UK.
There you go. I like that. See? You got the Wildcats in there.
Anybody else got Kentucky in the final?
Yeah, yeah. I got them winning it all. I got them beating UConn.
Yep.
Mm.
You know?
I got Houston over Arizona in the final. And here's my logic.
Yeah.
What is the mascot of Houston?
Is it a cougar?
Yeah.
Okay.
That Final Four is in Arizona, and they're playing Arizona. And what is there a lot of in Arizona?
Cougars.
Damn right. So we're going to
have a lot of home support.
Yeah, we're going to get a Houston-Arizona final. And so for those of you wondering
But you do know that Arizona is a Wildcat.
Yeah, but...
So isn't that offsetting?
Well, no, but the Final Four is in Arizona. So I just had Arizona
getting there.
Yeah, I just had Arizona getting there, but I don't
think
they're going
to win. They're a big cat, too, though. I mean, kind of, you know, Wildcat isn't like a big cat, but
yeah.
I mean, but it's a cat that's like more along the lines of a cougar than like a lion or a tiger.
Well, if cougar's used for an older woman on the prowl, I thought that was more saved for like, you know, moms, you know, like that was like a phrase you used.
Well, that's Scottsdale too, though. I mean, that's Arizona.
But like, what would you call a wildcat? Is it like a grandma?
I don't know.
Like a Goldie
Hawn, like Jane Fonda back in the day.
Goldie Hawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Goldie Hawn. Is that what that is?
You imagine LeVar's driving around.
Wildcats.
LeVar's driving around going, hey, look at that Goldie Hawn over there.
That's what I'm saying. Are we calling those wildcats then?
Mm-hmm. Man's like, what the hell's that? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Man getting older. No. Man's like, hey, Dad, that's what they call a wildcat, huh? Do they make noises?
In the head?
Yes, unreal.
Look.
My hip.
We do. Hey, by the way, if only you knew how applicable that was, Brady.
My hip.
Know what I mean, Var?
Oh man, you are out of total control, Jonas Knox.
You might want to send a text.
You're too much.
Everybody.
But how about the Dodgers, man?
Quick update here. It is a one ball, no strikes count, and there is a swing and a drive deep to left field. And that's a can of corn. That is an out, and the inning is over.
Nice.
And it looked like
here we are.
Looked like we had ourselves
baseball
a potential
season
run
is upon us.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Bottom of the second coming up from Korea. How about that, huh? Oh, yeah, there was a hit. Was there a hit, Eddie? Oh, yeah. Bottom of the first coming up. Yeah, whatever. We'll work on that. We'll fix it in the pod. Let me redo it so we can get the better version of that for the podcast. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Look at Josh's text.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Bottom of the first coming up from Korea. See? It's better that way. All right, it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. By the way,
I'm out.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes
possible.
You know
what? Possible. Just forget what those clowns say. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we go all the way to Seoul, and we are in Korea. Like, not literally, but we are there with John Palmarosi, Fox Sports Radio's Major League Baseball insider. You see him on MLB Network. You hear him here on our network all throughout the course of the baseball season. JPM, what is the scene? Set the scene there between the Dodgers and Padres to kick off the 2024 baseball season.
Annyeonghaseyo, my friends. I wish you a good evening here, a good morning where you are, anywhere in the world when you're listening. Just great to be with you guys. Happy opening day. And the timing could not be more perfect, Jonas and LeVar and Brady. You bring me on here right between innings, so perfect timing here. It's been a great atmosphere. I'm looking around now, just this beautiful, bustling crowd. And my favorite thing, I just shared this on social media a while ago, too, that there are basically fan bands on either side of the field. So there's a Dodgers fan cheering section band and then one on the Padres side. And they're singing songs when every player is at bat, where the refrain of the song is the player's name. And I got to tell you, the Mookie Betts jam belongs on my playlist, belongs on your playlist. It's probably the coolest song I have heard. So credit to the Korean fans here and just the amazing people of Korea who have welcomed us all here so heartily.
Well, what an incredible atmosphere. I want to talk about one of the teams in this matchup, and that's the L.A. Dodgers. I know for most folks in L.A. and Dodgers fans really across the world, it's the World Series that they're looking forward to, but this is a stacked team as ever, JP. Is there a chance they could actually beat Seattle's MLB record during the regular season, though, of over 116 wins?
You know, Brady, I think it's going to be a challenge for them to get there. I certainly understand that the excitement and the buzz, and there should be. It's obviously the result of a lot of very creative spending and also some players that have come up through the organization and starred as well. But I got to tell you, I think this team, while certainly going to the playoffs in my estimation, I don't see them getting above 110 wins, and it might not even be over 105 because their division is good. The Padres are much better than people realize. The Giants have gotten steadily better. And let's not forget, as recently as last October, the Diamondbacks swept the Dodgers in a three-game series. And while Ohtani is a transformative player, he's not going to pitch this year. And they will get some reinforcements during the year with Kershaw and Bueller. This is a special team. They're going to the playoffs. I'm very, very sure of that. But I very much caution against expecting an historic regular season in terms of a record just because of the quality of the teams they have to play. And remembering how much the Dodgers last year struggled to stay healthy with their pitching. Last year, they had to use, Brady, 17 different starting pitchers. And while Ohtani and Yamamoto and Glasnow have arrived, I think some of those concerns still remain from where they were a year ago.
John, I want to revisit being in Seoul. How important is it? I mean, to have a game, you know, obviously in a foreign land. How much goes into the thought process of servicing extended fan bases going into different markets? You know, we played in Osaka, Japan when I was playing in the NFL. Just take me into the process of you being there. How important is it to be able to bring an American baseball team into a place like Seoul, Korea for this type of a sports spectacle?
Yeah, LeVar, it's an excellent question. And I think that MLB does deserve a lot of credit, and the players do too, for being willing to take this trip and this leap of faith. Because your point, it's not always the most natural thing with the rhythm of your season to do that. And let's think about this. We just had the Red Sox and Rays went to the Dominican Republic about a week ago. The Dodgers and Padres are here right now. We're going to have the Rockies going to Mexico City to play a series there against the Astros at the end of April. And then you've got the Phillies and Mets going to London. So you're seeing the game be brought to a lot of different places, which I think is important. And I love that you mentioned that you still remember the trip you took to Osaka. And I think that's evidence that I'm sure there are fans in Japan who remember that game and remember that trip for you. And just as importantly, you do too. And I think that it's a very powerful thing for us to remember, whether it's an Olympic Games or a World Cup or a series like this, that we need things in our world that make us feel a little closer to each other and help us bridge a lot of gaps. And so, yeah, there's a commercial reason to do this, of course. Korea is a very important market for MLB. Ha-Seong Kim is playing here for the Padres, and every time he's been up at the bat, there's been a lot of great ovations, too. And I was touring the city yesterday, and there was a beautiful Lotte Mall here in Seoul where you've got Ha-Seong Kim endorsing these high-end luxury brands that I can't afford, but it's all good because it's helping to grow the game and the marketing of stars and players. So I think there certainly is the financial component, but LeVar and Brady and Jonas, I always love the human side of it. So whether it's a big college football game that's between two different fan bases or a competition like this, you're getting a lot of people meeting new people and understanding new perspectives, and I love that about trips like this.
He is John Paul Morosi, Fox Sports Radio's MLB insider, also with the MLB Network, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio, live from South Korea for the beginning of the Major League Baseball season between the Padres and the Dodgers here on FSR. So, John, I got to ask you, because I saw this come out, and it's been kind of a slow offseason for some of the bigger names in free agency. Blake Snell just got a two-year deal. But it's a one-year deal, basically, with an opt-out at the end. And it seems like more of those deals took place this year. Cody Bellinger was another one to where it felt like it was year-to-year. And these were all guys that were looking at potentially big-time contracts this season. I know Major League Baseball's Players Association has been upset about that. They've called for change within the PA. What does the future look like when you see an offseason like this go the way it did for players looking for big-time paydays?
Yeah, Jonas, I do think, and here's the irony, we're here at a massive event to begin the Major League season, and one of the Rangers' playoff heroes from a year ago isn't even signed yet. So clearly that's not the way that it should be. And what I think a lot of people involved at the highest levels of the sport are going to look at, whether it's MLB or the union side, is was this an aberration because you've got some teams that are going through fluctuations with their local media rights, or is there a larger, more fundamental question? I think still players are making really good money on a year-over-year basis. They're maybe not getting the term that you would expect. And I think, in fairness, you look at the big picture, and there's maybe a reason why some teams are reluctant to go 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 years. You think about how many of those contracts actually end up paying out dollar for dollar. It's a risk. And so I think you're seeing more and more teams feeling comfortable with their internal options, and or they are affected a little bit by this larger, somewhat difficult to wrap your mind around idea about what local media looks like, how we're all going to be watching games. I really believe that by 5 years from now, that the way that we consume baseball games and whether it's regional sports networks or in-market streaming, however we're watching games, it's probably going to look dramatically different than it does today. And I think along that road, there's a great opportunity, but also some uncertainty. And I think that's why you've seen some players not get the money they sent out to get. I also think that we have to remember Aaron Nola, who certainly had some flaws in his resume. He got a massive contract, way more than Blake Snell got guaranteed. So clearly some guys are getting paid. And, oh, by the way, Ohtani, albeit with a lot of deferred money, got plenty of money from the Los Angeles Dodgers. So you're right. It's been, I would describe it as an uneven market. And clearly a lot of people around the game are going to be thinking very seriously about what that means for not just this coming offseason, but the next CBA as well.
Hey, JP, I think we all know who some of the favorites are to win the World Series this year. Do you have maybe a dark horse from the National League or American League as we kick off the season?
Yeah, Brady, I love that question because there are definitely some teams that I think are not getting enough pub. I do think the Padres, who I've been around the last couple of days, are a team that are not getting enough attention. I think deserve a lot more credit. I look in the American League, and I know I may be a little bit of a homer on this one, but I think the Tigers are building something pretty good. And the American League Central, Brady, as you know, with your roots in the Midwest, it tends to be a bit of a land of opportunity for teams. And so when you get good at the right time and you get your pitching lined up, you have a chance to really make some waves. So I think the Tigers are – this is the most excited that I have – back in my home state of Michigan about where they are in about a decade, and they're getting better, I think, very quickly. And so they're a team that has been a little bit off the radar that I expect to be better. And then, as I mentioned, in the National League, I really, really like the Padres, the way they've built their ball club. And the NL Central has a lot of opportunity, too. The Cincinnati Reds are one team that I talk about going back to your home state, Brady, that I like the way the Reds have built themselves. Some really good position players. Some young pitching, too. So I'm all in on the Reds as well to win the National League Central.
Love it.
Listen, AL East, AL Central, loaded, competitive. I want to ask you about Texas, to ask you about the Rangers. clearly they're coming into the season and they're not at full strength. How should we be viewing them going into this season and what's ahead for them at such an early stage, John?
Well, LeVar, I'm a little bit worried about the defending champs because of their pitching. And I'm worried about Scherzer not being there right now, DeGrom, Malley, and, of course, as we mentioned earlier, Montgomery not being signed. So they've got a number of different players that they should have on their roster, but they don't. So that to me, is a little bit of a concern. But I'm going to give you one name on the positive side. If you want to mark this name down for a Rookie of the Year candidate and someone that we're going to talk about for a long time, Wyatt Langford. Wyatt Langford just drafted out of Florida last year in the draft. And my goodness, he is a complete young hitter. I think Wyatt Langford's going to be a star in this league for a long time. And I look for him to, honestly, for the Rangers, you know, Seager had some off-season surgery. Nathaniel Lowe is out with an injury. They need somebody to step forward. And this might be one of those, hey, congratulations, rookie, you're in the show. And by the way, we'd like you to bat in the middle of the lineup and drive in a bunch of runs. The good thing is he's talented enough to do that. But I'm telling you, the Rangers are going to have to rely on someone as young and talented as Wyatt Langford for them to get to where they hope to return to, which is the ALCS and the World Series. But that's a tough division, though, too. Seattle, I like their roster. And Houston, LeVar, they're always there. They're always there every single year.
JP, before we let you go, we got less than a minute, but I got to know, because you're there live in South Korea, you're there for this great event that's being put on by Major League Baseball between the Dodgers and the Padres. You've been to a lot of these international events. Where does this one rank for you?
You know, Jonas, that's a tough one. I love the question. I went in 2016 when the Rays played in Cuba, and that was a very emotional, remarkable, historic event. This one is historic for different reasons. I'm going to call it it's like one and two with the Cuba trip. Because this is just so special. And the fans, I got to tell you, I went to a spring training game yesterday because even on my off day from baseball, I go to more baseball. And there was a spring training game in Seoul yesterday, and it was an 8-1 game in like the sixth inning of a spring training game. And the fan cheering section for the LG Twins was still cheering and chanting and pounding the seats and rocking the place. And I said, you know what? This is pretty special, guys. When you travel halfway around the world and you go to a place and you realize that the great people here in Korea love the same thing that we love with the same intensity, just express it in a different way, it is a really powerful and awesome experience. So I feel blessed to be here right now.
That's awesome. Get him on Twitter or X at John Morosi. He's John Paul Morosi, Fox Sports Radio's MLB insider. You also see him on MLB Network. He's live in South Korea for the Dodgers Padres to kick off the Major League Baseball season. JP, fun catching up with you. We'll do it again before the start of the rest of the season, which takes place here in a couple of weeks. It'll be a good time then as well, too.
Thanks, JP.
You can call anytime. Come samida, my friends. Come samida.
There he is. John Palmarosi awesome. Here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the old P. Petros Papadakis, yeah. The co-host of the Petros and Money Show, which you can hear on The Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports. Not right now, though, because they are being we are covered up by the Dodgers, who are in action from South Korea.
That's
taking
right.
On the Padres. P, what's up with the Dodgers here?
I just got up. Looks like the bats are cansado. Muy cansado.
I would have thought you would have been there for the very first pitch, Petros.
Whoa. I woke up to go to the bathroom at
Brady
at 3 something.
Yeah.
And check the score.
How'd you feel about it?
No certain kind of way. And now I am back. I'm back up, and it looks like the Dodgers have stranded like 8 dudes already.
Yeah.
It's the top of the 8th. Things are looking bad.
Yeah.
Could Dave Roberts be fired after this game?
I just hope so. No. I don't know. The Dodgers, the expectations on the Dodgers and the pressure on Dave Roberts in particular are enormous. And people kind of forgot about that during the summer with the biggest offseason of all time and the gigantic Ohtani press conference. I think it was Bill Plaschke and maybe a couple others that sort of figured out, wow, Dave Roberts is really being set up to be the fall guy if this doesn't work out. And, I mean, remember, it's in Ohtani's contract that if Andrew Friedman or something is not in charge, then he can leave. And doesn't say anything about Dave Roberts.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
So that was kind of interesting. And you just kind of wonder if the season doesn't end up like the glorious march to the World Series that everybody's envisioning. And baseball is very volatile in that way. I guess sometimes the best team doesn't always win, they say. But I guess you're not the best team if you don't win. Sort of complicated. But overall, I would say that this could get really ugly fast, like Kobe Bryant with Dwight Howard and Steve Nash.
Ooh. Oh.
You know, I'm not – well, right now, what's going on? They got bases loaded in the 8th.
No outs.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's going to change everything. Forget what I said.
Yeah.
Let's go Doyers.
Oh, now they're going to change pitchers. This game is not flying. I mean, I don't even think I'm going to get on the air today. Because we have to replay this game at 1 o'clock Pacific. And when you have to replay a Major League game, you have to replay the pregame and the postgame with it.
Oh, really?
Right. So jeez. That's like a 5-hour piece. That starts at 1. Clippers pregame starts at 6. I'm getting the day off, bitch.
And hell yeah. Petros,
by the way, I listened to Tim Cates, who was doing the pregame on the drive into work this
How
morning.
How did he sound?
He sounds miserable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he sounded tired.
Oh, really?
Like he said, because you could tell he had been doing it for a while, and he's not used to the hours.
Like, we talked to Vasse yesterday, and Dave is our reporter out there, and it was 8 a.m. out there, and he had been out all night at the big market with Miggy Rojas, and he sounded like death. Like, he sounded bad. He sounded like a veterano in Korea in, like, the 50s, if you know what I'm saying. And I was like, dude, you got to get your puto hard. I mean, you got to get some lead in your, you got to get some lead in your pencil in the morning. You know, I get up and do it.
What do you mean by that?
I'm saying you can't be coming flaccid in the morning. Oh, you know, people are in the car. They expect to be entertained. Now, you can't. That I don't do my normal radio screaming. I have my afternoon radio voice, and I have my morning radio voice.
Tie game, Petros.
Holy crap.
We got a sack fly.
Yeah. Puzos and sack flies. Hey, Petros, what are you going to do if you get the day off?
Oh, I'm going on a 3-day bender.
Yeah.
hey, Petros, hit up Lee.
I'm gonna go South Bay. I'm gonna go South Bay burnout drinking. Do you guys know what that is?
No, what is South Bay burnout drink?
Well, you can't go anywhere where like cool people hang out. So like where Colin Cowherd used to live or anything like that. You can't go to Manhattan Beach. Mm. And Hermosa sucks now too. So you have to stay in the Redondo area, and that's where you get the South Bay burnout. You know what a burnout is?
What's the burnout?
Like a 50, 45-year-old guy who's just burnt. Doesn't do anything. Hangs out at the bars all day. You can always tell because they wear flip-flops and the tops of their feet are super tan. And they just hang around the Hennessy's or the Redondo Beach Brewing Company. Micheladas or Bloody's in the morning.
What about Rockin' Brews? Do they go to Rockin' Brews
not
right there?
Not as much. Nah, that's more like kind of more of a family place. I don't think you'd get a real burnout crowd there.
Okay.
Barnacles in Hermosa, though. Critters, now known as North End in Hermosa, where all the hockey players hang out.
Right.
Primo burnout bars. And I might just go full burnout today, unless I've got to pick up my kids from school or something.
I mean, yeah.
You can't pick up your kids all burnt out.
Why not?
We are approaching burnout season.
Got to be an example, right?
And the burnout smoke weed with the roach clip. You know, no one ever uses the roach clip anymore.
Yeah.
I caught my dad smoking with a Japanese artist once in the restaurant with a roach clip, and I was like, "What is that?"
You know, all the roach clip is the clip you use for your dentist apron.
Correct.
That's all it is. Yeah.
In fact, I've seen a lot more.
I've heard that from somewhere. You know,
I've seen a lot more roach clips on doobies than I have on a dentist. But that might be about my own hygiene problems.
Hey, do you think if you search the pockets of a burnout in Redondo Beach, would you
metal
find
pipe
roach clip?
Metal pipe that burns your lips.
Dang.
Pack of, well, you can't have the menthols anymore. They're racist. So a pack of, I don't know, I'd say camel wides.
So
board shorts, Quicksilver board shorts, but the old school Quicksilver logo.
Like an old pack of certs that's been through the wash at least 2-3 times. Too.
Mentos, the fresh.
Oh, you go Mentos.
the Andre Rison Oakleys that go over the top of your head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And a Who Farted t-shirt. Who Farted tank top.
Hey, Petros, will you fill out a March Madness bracket?
No, I haven't filled out a bracket in years.
Hey, they just took the lead, Petros. Doyers
Hell
on the
yeah.
board.
Doyers.
3-2.
Hold on, Gavin. Oh, that one trickled through. Losers.
Hey, it doesn't matter how you score, man.
Hey, you got to give your come on, Petros, you got to give it to us. Your Doyers call. Come on, they just scored.
I mean, that was like an error.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, it's 3-2.
It still counts.
I don't know why they don't have me on the big screen doing that.
Right.
Petros, I've
You know,
never
like the
been...
rally monkey? Why don't they?
Can I go to my first Dodgers Petros. Game with you, Petros? Is that possible?
You know, I don't do much at the games, to be honest.
I know, but I just want my first experience.
Oh, that one that threw his glove like there was a hole in it.
Oh. Mm.
Some Korean guy shot a hole through that guy's glove.
Damn.
The war's not over.
It's not over.
It was a Korean conflict.
I mean,
damn. Well, I'm trying to watch a game here, guys. As far as what at the Dodger game, Brady, I like to have a michelada.
A big meech.
Well, yeah, and it costs like $50 and something like that.
Now with Otani.
I usually have my one meech, and then I tell it walking.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's totally a hole blown through that guy's glove.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
God wanted Gavin Lux to get that hit.
I mean, he deserved it.
I mean, if the ball flies through your glove, how do they have an error? How do they call an error?
Yeah, that should be.
Isn't that more of an equipment malfunction?
Yeah, it's a wardrobe malfunction or equipment. Yeah,
yes, yeah. Like when wardrobe. Janet Jackson's boob just plumped out in that Super Bowl.
That it did not just plump out.
Did you blame Justin Timberlake for that?
Yes, but it was not a blame. It was planned.
It did just go ploop.
I mean, it did ploop, but it was not by accident.
There was a moment of like a literal gravitational drop.
Yeah, right. Like is that genetics or Earth's gravitational pull?
I love you, Dodger. Yeah, I don't know. It had to be some kind of physics thing, you know, because that boob dropped a few inches.
That's called gravity.
Yeah, my eyes popped open. I remember. I was like, God damn, never seen anything like that.
Hey, by the way, Petro, speaking of that, did you see the Dodgers players' reaction to the actress who threw out the first pitch yesterday? Did you happen to see that?
Yeah, I mean, they make those. They must make pants differently in Korea.
What do you mean by that? What are you getting at?
Mostly,
there?
Most people commented, and I forget her name. It was like Seok. It was like Seok. Anyway, she didn't look. A lot of people were commenting that she just didn't look real. You know, she looked like an AI person.
Does that score?
Got another hit? Oh, we got a flare. The floodgates are open. Jesus. 5-2 now, guys.
Come on, P. Let's go.
I'm getting tired.
You don't have a show today. Let's go.
I knew what we got to talk to you about. LeVar was hanging out with Jared Goff's wife yesterday.
I was.
Oh, what
Not
a lovely lady.
I sat across from her. But she seemed very nice. Yep.
I tell you what song she was listening to.
What's that?
That old John Mayer song, Gravity.
Why?
I mean, I just, you know, so we all have a different pull towards the earth.
Hey, you know, Petros, it is Warhead Wednesday. That does.
It is kind of funny, though. I was speaking of war. I turned on the Dodgers. Like, the second I turned it on, I was like, am I awake enough for Joe Davis?
No.
You know, and I turned the sound on. And it was right when Joe was like, remarkable that the Koreans have embraced Otani for so many years because the history between Japan and Korea is an ugly history of war and hard feelings. I was like, wow, it's a great time for me to turn it on. Let's talk about the occupation of Korea for hundreds of years by Japan. Slave their women.
Oh, wow.
Petros, you are the good luck charm because
Petros got deep before
that was Joe Davis. I was like, I didn't know we were going into all this.
They're
showing a happy Korean lady with an Otani jersey, and they're like, what happened between these countries was unspeakable. I'm like, gosh, is Oral going to chime in here?
Petros, when you popped on, they were trailing.
I know.
Now the Doyers are up 5-3.
And now our pencil is fully leaded.
Yeah. He is, get
it's
him
like
on Twitter.
It's like a Washington Monument now.
At the old P, Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros and Money Show, which you can hear on The Blowtorch.
You guys want to hear the Puzo song
Sports.
On the way out?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we?
Puzo, Puzo, Puzo.
There he is. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio.
They're killing these guys now.
Oh, man.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.